Earlier this morning, a call was received stating that an individual armed with a rifle was seen entering our Naval ROTC building. Officers from North Carolina Highway Patrol, the Orange County Sheriff's Office, the Carrboro Police Department, Chapel Hill Police Department, and the Campus Police Department all responded, searched the area, cleared the NROTC building, and were unable to find an assailant. At this time, there is no apparent threat to the campus. The Alert Carolina system was activated out of an abundance of caution to keep the campus inside while the police department determined what was happening. So an emergency notification and an all clear notice was sent to the campus. And at this time, we're following up to see if there's any other information available from the callers, but there does not appear to be a threat to the campus at this time.
So who called this in, this threat? Who called this threat in? How did you get this report of an armed man?
So a call came into Orange County Central Communications, and we received the information initially over the radio.
What time was the call?
Yeah.
So the initial call was around 8:22.
How soon after that did the alert go out to campus?
I don't know the exact time. It was sometime after. It was in 20 minutes or so.
And I'm sorry, that call originated from campus?
The call went to Orange County Central Communications.
I know it went to Orange County, but was it placed here?
That's what we think at this time. We're still investigating.
And that was a 911 call?
Correct.
Have you been in touch with the caller since?
We're in the process of doing that now.
Could this caller face charges?
We have no idea of the circumstances at this point. It may very well be that the person felt like they observed somebody with a rifle. And we obviously want people, if they think they see that, to call us. So we're investigating.
Are rifles or other guns stored in the ROTC building?
There are some parade rifles that are stored in the ROTC building.
When you say parade rifle, is that an inactive rifle or is that an active?
They actually have some of both.
Okay.
I know the ROTC building is locked right now, but is it always locked?
It is.
What kind of security do you have for that building?
We won't go into details about securities of the building, but it is locked.
The building was locked at that time when that call was made.
It has been locked.
What kinds of weapons are those?
I don't know the exact type of weapon. Military, standard military issue weapon.
Who's leading the investigation?
Our UNC Police Department.
Has turned out not to be a threat that you were able to find, but it did cause a significant disruption. Some might say, was this an overreaction to what?
I don't think, given the circumstances that have occurred across the country, it would be considered an overreaction.
I'm sorry, I just want to clarify. That building was locked at the time that call was placed.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you speak on that a little more? The climate of the country right now, in light of the shooting in Colorado, terrorist attacks in Paris, and mass shootings across the country in recent months, recent years, did that play a factor into how you responded to this?
Certainly.
You had a second incident? Can you describe that?
There was a second incident turned out to be unfounded.
Air rifle?
Yes.
Chief, given the climate, how important is it for people to report what they see, even though it may turn out to be false? I mean, can you blame the person who called?
No, I appreciate you asking that question. We absolutely want anybody who sees anything that they deem to be suspicious to call us so we can investigate.
And does this kind of play into your preparations for if this were the real thing? I mean, how do you assess how you guys prepare to handle this?
As we would for any emergency call, we'll have an after-action review internally to discuss how the call went. And we do emergency exercises throughout the year as well to be prepared for that.
So. What would you like the campus community to take away from this experience? Yes, it was a disruption. The streets were closed. Students might have felt inconvenience, only to find out there was really no threat. What would you like the message to be to them about what happened?
Yeah, I would just like to say to everyone who took heed to the emergency notification, we appreciate that. And for those who may not have, please make sure you do that in the future because, you know, we don't have any way of knowing exactly what we're dealing with until we begin to investigate. So when the emergency notification system is activated, I would ask that everybody follow the directions on that system.
Have you had an opportunity to listen to that 911 call?
I have not.
Chief, I know you say you want to do an assessment, but quickly, looking back on it, is there anything you would have done differently?
Not at this time that I can mention.
Doors in the journalism school, which is right across from there, the doors wouldn't lock during the lockdown. Are you concerned about that?
Say that one more time.
Doors in the journalism school, which is right next to that, the doors wouldn't lock during the lockdown. Are you concerned about that at all?
So the doors, there's not an automatic mechanism to lock those doors. What we ask people to do is to shelter in place in their classroom space and office space. We can talk to building management if they have a concern, though.
Can you share any details about that second incident with the air rifle?
I don't have any details at this time. I just know that it was a citizen involving an air rifle.
Now, this call may have sincerely felt...
Off campus.
This call may have sincerely felt threat that he or
sure.
she saw something, but it turned out, so far as you can tell, there was no threat. So did this caller do the right thing? Is this something you want to encourage other students and people on campus to do, even if it turns out to be nothing?
Absolutely. As I said earlier, any time anybody sees any suspicious activity, behavior, anything that gives them concern, we ask them to please call so we can investigate. If it turns out to be nothing, that's great. But we would rather err on the side of caution.
You feel confident that there is no threat this time?
At this time, there's no apparent reason to believe there's a threat.
So what are you doing moving forward? I know you said you're going to speak to the individual who placed that 911 call, correct?
We will. And we'll do an internal assessment of our response as well.
And this response today was protocol. When you have a report of an armed
correct.
Person, you responded the way you
yes, sir.
Standard operating procedure.
Yes, sir.
On the second incident, what time was that? And rumor was citizen shooting at a woodpecker with an air with
yeah,
a
this is a citizen who had a residence on the border of campus. I'm not sure the exact time, but that's what I understand, that they were using an air rifle on their own property.
But somebody called and reported that in too?
Yes.
So a certain level of nervousness after the first incident.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And that was after the initial alarm or?
Yes, that was well after the all clear had been sounded.
Well, after the alternative.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Was that around 10, 10, 10, 10, 15?
I don't know that for certain. I can confirm that, though.